You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So the next seven, I want to do Yankee stuff later, but right now it's about the mess that is currently the Mets. But the next seven, so at Toronto, and me and Sal were kind of hitting that series a little bit last week. I don't take Toronto seriously, but big picture, I don't. And then, obviously, the Subway Series Part 2 with the Mets. So, you know, this next week or so is going to have a lot of juice here for the Yankees. And to get the bats going, obviously good to see. Still not perfect. Still some things I don't love. But again, you know, the Yankees, to me, and this is what you want to see from the Mets, and you don't have that equity yet to believe that you'll get it, is that, you know, even like when the Yankees look like they're lagging and they're playing lackluster ball, and they have, there's no doubt. I mean, they've bothered me at points this year, but they just, you know, whether it's Judge, you know, cranking two bombs or, you know, just something good happening, this Yankees team, even during the low spurts, has shown the ability to fight out of it and beat up some bad teams. And we're not seeing that from the Mets. And that is a big, big worry. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. Now, let me say one more thing here, all right? Because I think that the pertinent question now is, all right, and I've done this with the Knicks. I do this with any situation that looks off. Rather than just banging on the things that are bad, which is sometimes fun and obviously necessary, but to me, I think the more prudent path, for me, sometimes, is to say, well, what's good? What do I believe in situation X is so good that it will lift me out of this malaise? Whatever that malaise might be. Doesn't even have to be sports, but you know what I mean? The concept is very transferable to everything in life. What about these Mets? Well, is it an elite starting staff? No. Is it an elite bullpen? No. And obviously Diaz is filthy, but you know, other components, no. Is it an elite offense? Scored four runs against the Pirates. Skeens didn't pitch. Answer, no. Is it an elite defense? No. So as I look and I assess like where the Mets are, and I've said this before, again, it's never as bad as it looks on your worst day, blah, 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 that stupid old expression. But I got to tell you, like the way the Mets look now, that is beginning to test the boundaries of how I feel about this Mets team. Now, I know that they're not this bad. That's a given. But how good they are is something that I haven't been sure about all season. But when you win, you got to give them respect. And I have. And I will continue to do that if and when they bust out of this. But what I've said before anybody, this lineup is just not good enough. Now, I think that was a little trickier to read for many of you. Anybody could sit here during this slop and say, the staff, how do you win when your starter gives up, you know, seemingly every night, 2, 3, 4, 5 runs before 10 guys come to home plate? Well, you can't win that way. And that's why they've obviously got to make a big move for an arm. And I've got names for you. I'll give them to you later. I've got specific names. But it's the bat that I've been harping on. So the baseball components are one thing, and then you get to something else that is a little tricky to attach a definitive value on. And two, now I try not to do this. Sal and I are the same. It's been like an edict of the show for the last however many months. When we talk Mets, we want to talk Mets. When we talk Yankees, we want to talk Yankees. Sometimes they blend in. We try to separate the two. It's just we just think that that's the best way to do it, you know? But I've got to incorporate one thing about the Yankees here that I have faith in and have always had faith in that I do not have faith in with the Mets. So I haven't seen it yet. I've defended Aaron Boone. And one of the reasons I defend Aaron Boone is he is great. I think he's good at a couple of things, but I think he's great at one thing. I think he is great at drowning out the noise. And he has shown time and time and time again, when the Yankees hit the skids, his stability and his unwavering emotional disposition, I believe, is an asset. Don't get me wrong. I've said this too. Like, there's times I wish he would just call somebody out and just go bonkers. I don't mean with an umpire. I mean as he assesses his own team's play. He's not going to. And that's worked out well for the Yankees. They're stable, right? I don't think this team right now is good enough to win a World Series. But I can promise you, I don't think they're going to look like this for as long as the Mets have. Now, I only say that. It's not a dig. It's the reality of the way Aaron Boone runs the Yankees. That is proven. What Mendoza's got to prove now is that he's got similar DNA and he's going to stabilize this thing. And I'm not saying that he won't, but there's no evidence that he will, number one. And secondarily here, which in some ways is really primary, but I don't love the way he sounds after these games.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Skittish? Not a ton of conviction? Now, he doesn't bury players either, although I feel like he's a little more blunt and raw than Boone, and I appreciate that. But now, and I started with Stearns to start the show, roster for 325, that's on you. That's on you. This malaise, the way the Mets look, this seemingly, you know, like this lack of interest and this lack of chemistry, that's on the manager. And he's got to show, he's got the chops to fix it. 888-808-1019, BT and Salma on the Fan. Rich is down in Melbourne, Florida. He's got us up on the Free Odyssey app. Richie, what's going on today, bud? How are you?
BT, great show, brother.
Thanks.
Listen, the problem the Mets wrong among themselves playing this way is, I understand the Phillies are game and a half, right?
Yep.
But now you got to look at the wild cards. There's 17 within one game or half a game behind the Mets.
It's crazy, I know.
So my personal opinion is the Mets going to have to win this division just to make the playoff, or I think they might not make the playoff.
And another thing,
are the Latin players in the Mets revoking management for sending the catcher down to the minor leagues after he hit a home run?
I don't know the answer. Talking about obviously Alvarez. I don't know the answer to that. I know that the solidarity between Latin players is really strong, and that's awesome. Like, you just tell the energy, but if that's the case, then I think, and it's not even a race thing, or it's a baseball thing. He deserved to get sent out. He wasn't blocking balls. So here's what I say to the Latin, white, black. You got a problem with the Mets sending down Alvarez. You better go watch some Alvarez receiving highlights, because they're lowlights. So if they got a problem with that, that's too bad.
Right. Understand.
You know what I'm saying, Rich?
Yes. And the Mets gonna have to get busy, because it's gonna be division of butts. And the teams got behind them, they're no slackers. They're going to make it really difficult.
Yeah.
And people not even talk about the wild card.
Richie, that's not true, buddy. And thank you very much for the call. Me and Sal actually dove pretty deeply into this the other day. I don't know if it was Thursday or Friday. So, the wild card. Yeah, I mean, dude, it's crowded. Man, Mets better fix this soon. It's pretty crowded. Let's see. So, the Mets are up one in the wild card. Brewers, who obviously, you know, come in here with, on a roll, too. They're playing very well. They are leading it. You got the Cardinals, who I believe are tied. They're basically equivalent to the Brewers. Then you've got the Padres a game out. You got the Giants a game and a half out. They just got Devers now. Hasn't done a ton since he's gotten there, a ton, but you'd have to think he will. And you got the Reds 2.5 out. Now, do you take the Reds that seriously? I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter. But, man, oh, man. And, you know, hey, bury the Braves at your own risk. Because the Braves are 8 out. And, you know, I'm not going to bury the flag and, you know, plant one here for the Braves and say the Braves will do this or do that. But this lineup is just too good to say, they're not capable of, you know, winning 20 of 25. And they got good, you know, their top three starters are really, really good. So I think right now, as we wade through this absolute mess of a New York Mets run, I don't think that any opinion is reckless. I don't believe that any opinion is too cavalier for the moment. If you call me up, and we'll get back to the calls coming up, we'll get to the Yankees, obviously, coming up next hour as well, BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get the calls. I want to hammer these in next. If you call me up and say, Mets will be fine, I don't really feel that, but okay. I mean, you know, when you have a Soto, Lindor, Alonso, and hopefully Manaea coming back, there's peace. I can understand that. I can at least wrap my mind around that. If you call me up and say, the Mets might not make the playoffs, I can understand that as well. And I actually feel more that way than the former. This is not going to magically transform itself unless Stearns gets busy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.